vinegar came in barrels.
And if you have one in the yard, is that also the spigot?
It's a faucet.
Well, that's a faucet in the yard.
Uh-huh. But it's a spigot too. I mean, it's the same thing.
Well, these terms vary. That's what I was interested in. And would you... you mentioned flour sacks being made of pretty high quality material. Were those ever used for towels?
Yes, toweling.
For dish?
Or even some of the material was a linen combination called creche. And they made scarves and dish towels used for embroidery. But of course, some of it was inferior, and that was called scrim.
Scrim and creche. Those are terms I never heard. Very good. And you say that those the creche was the higher quality.
And the scrim is inferior. And you usually made the dish rag out of the scrim. Dish cloth, a dish rag.
That's very interesting. And the bath towel
Was terry.
Would be.
And some type. Now my mother didn't, but I know some of the farmers that traded with Daddy. They used the fertilizer sacks for towels. They also used the fertilizer sacks if they were soft for sheets. You could take four, and it made a standard bed sheet. You take a sharecropper didn't have a lot of money, and he had to use what he had, and it was no disgrace. Mm-hmm. I slept on a fertilizer sack sheet, and it wasn't bad at all. Mm-hmm. And they also used it for the ticking for a mattress.
Mm-hmm. It was just substantial cloth.
It was rough. Some of it was rough. Mm-hmm.
Not as rough as canvas.
It's softer than canvas.
I see. If you wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, you want to show the merchant what color.
Oh, you would ask for a pattern.
A pattern? Or would you take some little piece of cloth?
A scrap.
If you saw a dress that that you admired very much, you'd say, "Well, that's a very pretty dress, but I think hers is even, how would you say that?
Prettier.
Prettier." And you had no alternate term for that. And the thing that women put over their dresses to keep them clean.
An apron.
And how do you recall those? Were they tied at the waist or
over? Sunday ones. We had the tea apron for 5 o'clock entertaining, and it was very fancy.
I didn't know this.
There's a difference. And there's the utility apron. And it went over the head and buttoned with a button in the back and had a very full skirt, covered the dress and usually had a sash. Some of them didn't.
Would it be just a bib?
Just the bib, but front and back, and you were completely protected.
Now that's the utility.
And then the tea aprons were very fancy. I have Howell's grandmother's. And they usually were made out of organdy or dotted Swiss or a very fine batiste. And they had rows and rows of hand lace on them. They had the little pockets. Some were embroidered, and they usually were cut like this and came up and tied with very saucy bow in the back.
I see.
So that was the tea apron. When you served, if you spilled